Today is the second annual Military Family Appreciation Day. A social gathering isn't possible this year, but the Military Family Resource Center is marking the day, reflecting special training some families received this year. The center helps support more than 6,000 Islanders who are either currently serving or have served in the past and their spouses and children. Now, despite the office being closed since March, staff continued helping hundreds of clients over the phone and online. Well, on Monday, the Charlottetown office opened its doors. Christine Gordon-Manley is the communications officer for the center. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Laura.
The doors reopened after a break at the Military Family Resource Center. Tell me what that was like.
Yes, so we opened this week, starting on Monday. Now, it was just the Charlottetown office. We do have an office in Summerside, and we aren't yet opening that location. But in Charlottetown, we've had the staff returning on a staggered rotation basis, and we are inviting our military families to come back in person. Now, we are asking that they call ahead of time, and that is just to limit the number of people in our office, as well as ensure that we have the appropriate staff member there, because we are having a staggered schedule.
For those who don't know, you know, what might bring somebody into the office? What sort of help can people get?
Well, the Military Family Resource Center provides services and programs for supporting military, veteran, and RCMP families on the island. And so we offer many programs and services. And one of the services where somebody might come into the office is we have a registered social worker and a family liaison officer, and she provides counseling to family members of a military, veteran, or RCMP family. So that's still happening. And depending on the comfort level and, of course, ongoing public health regulations, we can offer face-to-face counseling services, but we also offer those online and through the phone as well.
What do you figure it means, you know, having the doors back open? Do you get a sense of that?
I know that, like with everybody right now, just having that face-to-face connection and being able to just come together now again in limited procedures. But it really does help. It kind of has that sense of community, and just even amongst the staff, being able to work together again, it boosts morale.
Now, yes. This Friday is a special day. It's the second annual Military Family Appreciation Day. Tell me what's going to be happening here on PEI.
Yes, so we're so excited about this. The Military Family Appreciation Day was created last year by a national organization for military families called Together We Stand Foundation, and it's celebrated on the third Friday in September. So it recognizes that military families are the Canadian Armed Forces, what we call center of gravity. And here on PEI, we are recognizing this through a multi-staged retreat. So last year, we were able to bring families together in person at a location out in Stanley Bridge, and we had workshops on various subjects according to need, and then there was a social element. Now, we're not able to do that exact same formula this year due to COVID. So what we have done, we have funding provided by the federal government, and we had an online workshop offered to our families on gender-based violence, as well as managing anger and coping with stress and just these very difficult emotions and what it does to the body in ways that we can build resiliency. These are not emotions that are unique to just military, veteran, and RCMP families, but certainly that lifestyle can exacerbate these emotions. So we had that workshop, and this coming weekend, we are still having a retreat for families. However, there's no group activities planned. So this is a chance for families to get away from the routines and pressures of their home, come together, spend some time together as a family, and practice these new skills that we introduced in the workshop.
And coming up later this month, you are having your annual general meeting, and you have a special speaker at that. Tell me about Kim Mills.
We do. And again, we're having this, our AGM online, which is different, but many organizations are facing that same challenge. Our special guest speaker is Kim Mills, and she runs a blog called She Is Fierce. And that blog is very popular. She's Canadian, and she talks about musings of a military spouse. Her husband and her have gone through, I believe, 5 deployments, one just recently finished, and she has 3 children. So she has many things to say on resiliency and coping with the military lifestyle. She's also an author, and she's written books that center around military families.
Wow. And you said you described her as raw and honest.
Absolutely. And she has this sense of wit and humor that just resonates with people who are going through that particular unique situation.
And we hope to speak to her closer to the date. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Christine Gordon-Manley is the Communications Officer for the Military Family Resource Center in PEI.